It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 21. We're going to begin studying with the 22nd verse. Genesis chapter 21, verse 22. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and to find the Scripture today. And we're going to read to the end of the chapter, Genesis chapter 21, beginning to read with verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violated, had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I was not who hath done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant, and Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs have thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well, wherein he called that place Beersheba, because there they swore both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his hosts, and they returned unto the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Let's begin with prayer after reading the Scripture today. Father, it is wonderful to enjoy this this time. Please, that you will guide and lead us and show us your way and will. Keep us, Father, clear and our minds clear of all the things that are going on today. There's so much activity that it's hard for us to sit our eyes upon you, and please forgive us for that. We should not be divided at all. We should set our eyes, our mind, our hearts upon you to study your word. So please today do that in my own heart and mind and in others that are listening. I hope and pray, Father, that today will be a day that one person that is listening will get down on their knees and ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart. Please, Lord, please, today would be the day that they would recognize that they're a sinner and they're lost, and your word convicts their heart, and they come by faith to you. Please, that would take place today, and many times over, not just once, but twice, but 1,000 times, Lord, please, that take place. And then the same result we ask when we come, that the word would penetrate the hearts of the believers. So many today have went astray. They have went to their own direction, their own thinking, and many times the church has led them there. Please, Lord, bring them back to your word, that they can read and study your word and know the truths. Please, now, guide and lead us today, and I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we have Abraham here, and we have a situation with Sarah, and we've kind of been through that the last couple of times we've been together, between Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac. And And all this is going on, and kind of seems like maybe Abraham's kind of in the middle of all of it, and I think he's maintained that position because he has such a love for his son Hagar, I mean for his son Ishmael, Hagar's son. And as we look at this, and we see that God's promise is going to be through Isaac, and God uses Sarah to tell Abraham about, you know, Ishmael has to go. This conflict between the spiritual things and the worldly things, that conflict here that's right in our home, it needs to end. The world has to go. And we need to say the same thing in our own lives. The world has to go. We need to set our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, upon His Word, upon His will, and we need to follow Him. We need to be spiritually minded, not worldly minded. And we sure have both of these children in this household. Now, we talked about how in the past time we were together, the age of Ishmael, you know, he was not a young man anymore, not a child anymore. You know, he would have been 13, over 13 years old, because there was 13 years of silence between the time that Abraham and Hagar had Ishmael. There was 13 years there. It was another year before they had Isaac, and so there's 14 years. Isaac is weaned now. How old is Isaac when he was weaned? He could be 2 or 3 years old very easily. And so, you know, we're getting up into a time here that probably that Hagar, that Ishmael is 16, 17, 18 years old. And so it seems as the way the story tells it in the beginning of chapter 21 here, that Ishmael is just a child, and Hagar is literally carrying him, because she sets him at one point. But I don't know whether Ishmael was just kind of a spoiled little brat, and he couldn't really fend or care for himself. And so Hagar, being a servant, being a maid as she was, she could sure function and take care of things. And so she just did everything for Ishmael. I'm not sure. But the Lord saw fit to build, as he had promised, a great kingdom out of Ishmael. And so we find that section coming to an end here, and the 18th, 19th, and 20th verse, I'll read those and then we'll begin. And verse 18, "Arise, lift up the lad and hold him." Remember, she'd put him afar off and went away a distance because she did not want to see him die. That's the condition they were in. They had been gone for some time, I believe, and the water was gone, the food was gone, and they were down in the wilderness, and seems to have not even be capable of killing an animal for food or whatever they might have needed to do. But the Lord used this time to show His power and show His strength. "Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And so he at some time picked up a trade here and was able to take care of itself. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And remember where Hagar's from. She's from Egypt. And so she just went home and got a bride for her son from there. And that's what took place many times at this time. So we begin the life of Ishmael. As a great nation is built, it is not a godly nation, but it is a great nation, great in size, great in strength, and we still have that nation today in the Arab nations. And so we have the birth of Ishmael and his life, but as you'll notice, we see Ishmael goes off into the sunset here, so to speak. We hear nothing of him. We begin because this book is about the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that line is Isaac. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and it just continues. And so we spend this book is not about the world. It does have many things about the world concerning Hagar and Ishmael here and other things and activities back with Noah and Abraham as he went down out of Egypt and back into Egypt earlier and back out. Now he's down in Gerar and all these things God records for us so that we can learn. But the purpose of this book is for us to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And that bloodline begins at the very beginning of this book. When we start with Adam and with Eve, it begins there and we come right on through. And we don't want to ever lose sight of the purpose of this book. And that's to lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ and then to lead us a life of strength and power that God can give a believer. And so please that you follow after the study today. And so we find that we get to a man named Abimelech and Phicol here in verse 22. Abimelech and Phicol. Now where do we find those names? Well, if you'll look back a chapter, actually just the beginning of chapter 20, and so almost two chapters now, we find at the very first verse, and Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. Abraham said unto Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. Now we find out where we remember Abimelech, don't we? We remember him back from the 20th chapter as Abraham moved down south, and we're not really sure why that he went so far south, but he did, and he dwelt there. It was beautiful country, but instead of being in a place of safety, if you'll remember, he was concerned for his own neck and his own skin, and so what he did, he said, now, Sarah, and he kind of started this lie a long time ago. He said, anytime we go into a foreign country, well, you just tell these folks that you're my sister, and that way they'll take care of me. Isn't that a sad thing? Because, you know, we're talking about the father of our faith, Abraham. And yet he was fearful for his own neck. He didn't even trust in the Lord that the Lord would care for him wherever he traveled. Was he someplace he should not have been as a reason for that fear? He makes a statement that he didn't think that it would be a God-fearing land. Well, it turns out that this Abimelech seems to be more God-fearing sometimes than what Abraham was. And so as we look now back to the 22nd verse of chapter 21, and it came to pass that that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of the host, spake unto Abraham. Remember, he has traveled down into this part of the country. He's in that part of the country. Abimelech now has given Abraham back, and we have given Sarah back to Abraham. And we have many things going on here. Between the time that took place and now, we have the birth of Isaac, and we have this little scuffle between Hagar and Sarah and Ishmael and Isaac and all that. Remember that Ishmael laughed at Isaac as he at his party, as his weaning party. I don't know what kind of remarks that Ishmael was making, but there was something there that was enough that it really, really got Sarah, and Sarah said, that's it, they're out of here. Well, then we had the story that we just talked about here. And now we're back to Abimelech and Phicol and chief captain. They come to Abraham and saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now, isn't that a wonderful testimony of Abraham? And yet Abraham, just not long ago, you know, it's a few years, but not long ago, had come and really lied to Abimelech and said, this is my sister, and got Abimelech in all kinds of trouble. Got the whole land in all kinds of trouble. But Abimelech continued to watch this man, and he realized that this man, that God was with him. And so he makes that statement. He says, God is with thee in all that thou doest. What a wonderful testimony to this Christian man, Abraham, a believer. Now therefore swear unto me here by God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, that thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And so as Abimelech comes up, and I believe probably that Abraham is not far away, and God continues to bless Abraham, and he sees and he watches Abraham as he comes to a place of worship. I don't know where that may have been. It may have been in the front of his tent door. It may have been at some high hill. It may have been someplace. I know that it was someplace where people would see Abraham call upon his God. And then they watched the result of this faithfulness of Abraham, and the people around begin to see that. And it's always good. It's always good. It would be good for this land. It would be good for you to attach yourself to believers, true believers, folks that are following the true God. Because you see, God is blessing those folks. God is blessing me. Does that mean that you're going to be a wealthy, wealthy man because you follow me? Not at all. That could happen, but it's sure not a promise of God anyway. But what it will be, it'll promise your eternal life if you come by faith to Jesus Christ because you have gotten yourself around true believers. But it will promise you safety. Now, safety from someone never harming you? No. But safety that your heart will always be, your soul will always be safe in Jesus Christ. And this life is just a vapor. And eternity is a time that eternity is just what it is. It's eternal. It continues. It's never ending. And the joy of living with Jesus Christ in his eternal home will be so wonderful. But as the same side of that, it will be so terrifying and so terrible to dwell in a home that is absent from God. And all we have is gnashing of teeth and fire, and your pain and your suffering that you have today will just continue, and it will multiply, and it will do that for eternity, forever. Now, please understand that. And this man, Abimelech, it says that he fears God. It makes no reference whether he really is a believer or not. But he comes because he sees that this man of God is a man of power because he follows the true God. And Abimelech wants to attach himself to him. He wants to be a friend of his. He does not want him as an enemy. Now, this world today and all the things we hear and we see, this world does not want to attach itself to the leaders of this world many times, does not want to be attached to a believer, a true God-fearing believer. They do not want to attach themselves. If anything, it's the opposite. They try to detach themselves from them. Well, that's going to be nothing but trouble for this country if you're a leader of this land. You need to look to a true believer in Jesus Christ, and you need to ask for their prayer, because their prayers will help you to lead this land. And you need to call upon them. I'm not talking about some kind of a person that follows the crystal or that reads the cards or all that. No, I'm talking about a true believer in Jesus Christ that follows God's Word and believes it literally, believes it is a living Word of God, and it can take care of anything we need today. It will give you great knowledge, great wisdom, and we need to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this Abimelech did that. He looked unto Abraham because he could see something in Abraham. And I'm thankful that Abraham's testimony at this time was so, that it was so clear that Abraham was a follower of the true God. And if you'll remember, in this part of the country, Abraham was the only follower, him and those that were with him. That's the only few that were believers. And so we have that wonderful testimony here. Now he asks again that you would please care for me. I cared for you when you kind of come and tricked me back in the past. I cared for you, and I've given you a gift. And so please, would you show me that same kind of mercy? And Abraham said, yes, I will, because I believe he knew Abimelech. And Abimelech, again, wanted the blessings of God, so he attached himself to a believer. Now, that's wonderful, but please don't just come to church and act like everybody else, and that makes you okay and that makes you safe. You will get the blessings and the benefits, many of them, for doing that. Because when you are around believers, good things come about. Blessings fall upon you because they are kind of they're falling off of the believers, and you're catching some of them. But please don't think that that's good enough. Because as Abimelech, so do you need to go by faith to Jesus Christ. You need to come to him today. Don't just be one of those persons that mimic and act and do all those things. Because, yes, you're a better person for it. But it sure is not enough to satisfy a righteous God. Because you're still a sinner. You're a sinner, just put a different coat on. We need to change the inside and the outside. So please, I ask you that you come by faith to Jesus Christ today and be saved. I hope that the testimony of Abraham to Abimelech and Phicol is the same, that they too found the saving grace and saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through the witness and testimony of Abraham. And so we have this in verse 24. Abraham said, I will swear. And so he agreed, yes, I will care for you, and I will show kindness towards you, your son, and your son's son. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water. You know, at the time, water, and it's beginning to be the same way here, water is a very, very important product. And there was a well here that Abraham had digged, or his people had digged, and Abimelech's servants had violently taken it away. They had overtaken this well. And again, here sits Abraham down in this kind of a foreign country down south. And so he approaches Abimelech about this. He says, Abimelech, what about this well that is mine? My servants come and tell me that you have taken that well away. Now, what are we going to do? And Abimelech says, Abraham, I didn't know. Now, you can say that, yes, he did. He's the leader. You know, we get into the same thing with whether it's the president or the governor or any high official, you know. And, you know, they are responsible for it in the end. Yes, they're responsible. But many times things go on down the line that you don't know about. And this was one of them that Abimelech had no knowledge of. And he told Abraham so. He says, Abraham, I didn't know this took place. This is the first time I've heard of it. In verse 26, neither yet heard I of it, but today, the end of verse 26 says. And now here's what Abraham does. Abraham says, well, I want to tell you the truth. I mean, I want you to believe me, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech, this is verse 29 now, and Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged that well. You take this, that's my well, and I'm testifying of that, and I'm putting this right here to prove it. And then it says, and where he called that place Beersheba, because there they swore, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of the hosts, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. See, they were so far south that they just kind of went across and went back over to the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. You know, as we come to the close of the 21st chapter there. We have several things now we need to kind of review very quickly. We have went from going down into an area that he, first time that Abraham had met Abimelech, and then Abraham had lied. Abimelech had restored Abraham when he found out and feared God because of it. And if you remember right, well, I think the scripture even tells us that it closed up the womb of the Abimelech's land and people. And if we'll look at the 17th verse of chapter 20, so Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abram's wife. Now, as we look at Abimelech, Abimelech could have come and just been madder than a hornet. And he could have come up and went against Abraham and everything. But instead of that, Abimelech feared God. And that's a wonderful character, wonderful part to have in your life, that you carry a fear of God. And so as this took place, why, he restored everything unto Abraham. And so then is when we had the beautiful birth of Isaac, the battle between Isaac and Ishmael here, or between Sarah and Hagar, whichever place you want to put it, put Abraham right in the middle of it. God said, Abraham, listen to your wife. She knows what she's talking about. So Abraham did, and she cast them out. We watch God's hand coming in and helping the Hagar and Ishmael in the middle of the chapter 21 there, and promising once again that there would be a great nation made. And then Abimelech pops into the picture again, and he sees that Abraham is a man of God, and God is with thee in all that thou doest. I love those words, and we're going to begin in the 22nd chapter here as we come together next time. But as we get to that 22nd chapter, we're going to find a great test that Abraham is going to be put in. And so if you're familiar with that test, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, well, you'll have to wait till next time we come together. But as we look at this, it is a wonderful, wonderful picture of all the things that are happening here. And Abimelech is out in the world, and we know that he fears God, but he's watching Abraham, and Abraham is such a man of God. Whatever testimony he's giving, however he was worshiping, however he was living, Abimelech was watching. And we have the same thing today. People are watching you. And so how you live, how you act, how you worship, those people around you see that. And it's important that you be faithful to God, to his house, to service to him. You know, I know you're tired, and I know you have a lot of things going on, but there is nothing more important than having this witness and this testimony and living a life that's pleasing unto God. And we need to see that and look for the Lord Jesus Christ to fill our lives with power and with strength, that his Spirit would guide and lead us with great wisdom, that people would come to us and they would ask for wisdom. They would ask, you know, I want you to be kind to me. Will you promise that you will be kind to me? What a witness for the world to come to a man of God. You know, today it's almost the other way around. As Christians, why, we go to the world and say, please don't hurt us. But here it was the other way around. Abimelech said, please, please. He had watched God bless him. He had watched the power that God had placed upon Abraham. And he wanted to be a part of it. So the only way he knew was to go and join himself to the God of Abraham. And that's what we find here. And they had a little problem. And they resolved that problem with this. Well, Abraham didn't, just because Abimelech had come and said, I want you, please don't deal false with me. Abraham still approached him face to face. And he says, I got a little problem here. Your servants violently took away a well that's mine. I'm going to show you that I give you 7 ewe lambs to tell you that it is mine, to confirm that it's mine. And Abimelech was sorry. I mean, he apologized because he didn't know anything about it. So he returned that. all these things taken place. And then there was a promise made. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Philshul and the chief captain of the host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And so they went back home, and Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. You see, he was so far south and so far over next to the coast that he was literally in the land of the Philistines. My dear friend, we need to enjoy each day that we open the Word of God. And we need to study it. This name Beersheba we'll see many times over. Please, my friend, I love having you with us as we study God's Word. But the question is, what are you going to do about Jesus?